Blog Talk Radio.
We're gonna tear your kingdom down. Oh, Lord. Say, we're gonna tear your kingdom down. Oh, yes. You've been a building your kingdom. Oh, Lord.
All over Israel.
That's all right. Preachers are gonna preach your kingdom down. You better watch out now, Satan, or the preachers
are gonna preach your kingdom down.
Oh, yeah. You've been building your kingdom. All in the house of God. Gonna break your kingdom down. Oh, you better watch out now, Satan. Oh, the mothers
are gonna break your kingdom down.
Oh, oh yes, sir. You've been beheaded. Blessed are they that mourn. Ooh, 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 Lord, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. You know, just take my mind back to the clear hills of Carolina. I never will forget that little wooden church that we had there. We didn't have piano. We didn't have nothing but drums. There were times when the saints would just nod their heads. They would just pat their feet. I'd like to remind Satan one more time. His time is just about out. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, Satan, Satan, Satan. We're gonna tear your kingdom down. You better watch out now.
Satan, we're gonna tear your kingdom down.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise his name, God is good, God is faithful. Satan, we going to tear your kingdom down. How are we going to tear down the kingdom of Satan? We're going to use the word of God. We're going to tear it down with the tools of the kingdom, amen. I want to welcome everyone to another dynamite broadcast of God's kingdom, amen. I want to welcome you to just get in the spirit of tearing down everything that's not like God. Amen. And tolerate Satan to keep building on God's foundation, the foundation of our heart. Amen. 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 Well, Father God, we thank you for what you're doing and how you're moving, Lord God. Father, we just thank you, God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. God, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, that when we speak a thing, Lord God, that it will line up with your word, Father. Father, we ask you in Jesus' name that you would give us a worship anointing, that we will worship you, Father, and that when we worship you, Lord God, we will worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord God, that we would understand the power of our worship, God. I ask you in Jesus' name that every listener, Lord God, that's in the sound of my hearing, God, that they would understand that worship get you into the kingdom of God. Father, I ask you in Jesus' name that we would worship, we would praise you, we would anoint ourselves, Lord God, afresh, that we would be open to hear what you're saying, God. I cause every thought to line up with your kingdom, God, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. We're going to thank everyone for calling in, that you will get into a form of worship. I'm going to play one of our worship songs, and then we're going to get ready for Elder to read our scripture, and the next voice that you will hear will be my teaching in Jesus' name. Amen. Be praised, but I will exalt you. Will you exalt him? Will you exalt his name? Will you truly exalt the name of Jesus? Tell him, I will exalt you. It's important that we begin to worship and praise. We can't leave that out. Amen. Glory to God.
And I will exalt you. I will exalt you. I will exalt you. Cause you are, you didn't have to be, but you did. So I will, you could have left me alone. Could have left me alone. So I will exalt you. This is why. Cause you are my God. Come on, let's tell them what he is. Say my hiding place.
My hiding place, my safe refuge, my treasure, Lord, you are.
Come on, raise that to the King.
My friend and King, anointed one, most holy.
Come on, say it again, say you're my hiding place.
My hiding place, my safe
my hiding place.
My hiding place.
lift those hands and let's just worship this amazing God.
Begin to tell God, you're my hiding place. Begin to tell God, I will exalt you. Begin to tell God, I hide myself in you. God, when things happen, I just hide myself in you, God, and you lead and you guide and you direct. You're my hiding place, God, because I exalt you.
Because you're with me.
Because he's with me.
I will not fear. I'm talking to somebody who feels alone. Say, because you're with me. Somebody say, because you're with me. I will not fear. And though I've been left alone, though I had to walk alone, say, though none go with me, though none go with me, I won't be afraid anymore. Though none go with me.
Yeah, that's how I minister to you.
Though none go with me. Say, I will not fear. I will not fear. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
I will not fear.
Though I walk through the shadow of death,
I will not fear.
I'm no longer a slave to fear, but I am a child of God. I wish I had my brothers and my sisters with me right through here. I'm no longer a slave to fear, but I am a child of God. I don't know who this is for. I don't know what this fear thing. I feel like God is after this fear thing this morning. I don't know who's feeling anxious. I don't know who's not been sleeping at night. But he comes to drive out fear this morning. I don't know who you are, but if I were you, I would just lift my hands and I would just make a quick exchange. And I would give him my fear and I would receive his peace. I would receive his joy. Make an exchange now. Make an exchange. He's here. You split the sea, say. You split the sea so I could walk right through it. My fears were drowned in perfect love. Hey. You rescued me and I could stand and see. I am a child.
Won't he rescue you? God will rescue you. Begin to say daily, I will not fear. Begin to say, greater is he that's in me, hallelujah, than he that is in the world. Glory to God. Begin to say, I shall not fear. Begin to say, Lord, I will exalt you. Begin to tell him, I exalt your holy name, God. Begin to tell him, it is because of you I live, Lord God. It is because of you that I have my being, Father. Begin to tell him, I will exalt you. Name. There is nothing that's going to hold you back. He said, if you seek him early, you'll find him. Exalt his holy name. Exalt his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. It's Jesus, the devil is a liar. He is a defeated foe. Amen. If you didn't know that he is a defeated foe, I come to serve notice on you today. Already have overcome what the enemy has tried to do the last time. Won't God do it again? Yes, he will do it again. Amen, amen, amen. Just remember that it is imperative that you spend time with God in praise and worship, because God wants us to worship him. When we worship God, we don't worship ourselves. When we worship God, we don't worship things. When we worship God, we don't worship situations. When we worship God, we begin to know that he is God all by himself. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is Pastor Teresa Dodson. I am again excited and delighted to worship God, to be a mouthpiece of my God, a messenger of the kingdom of God. We welcome you to Kingdom Builders Development Institute, where we are blessed, hallelujah, to be a blessing. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/KBDI and connect with all the ministries that's on Kingdom Builders Development Institute. Amen, amen. I want to encourage you today to get your Bibles and get ready, get ready, get ready, so God can speak a word into your spirit. We're talking today about fear and change. Amen, amen. I'm going to ask Elder if he would be so kind to get ready to give us those scriptures. Glory to God. I'm going to yield the line to Elder at this time.
Amen, amen, amen. Pastor and Prophetess Teresa is going to be talking about fear. Amen. We will fear no evil, for thou art with me as we walk through the shadow of the valley of the shadow of death. Amen, amen. God is so good. God is so good. I'm going to be reading scripture coming out of Isaiah 33:1, and I'm going to also read John 5:2-9. Amen. God is just wonderful. And the Bible says in 33:1, Isaiah 33:1, woe to thee that spoilest and dealest treacherously, and they dealt not treacherously with thee. When thou shalt cease to spoil, thou shalt be spoiled. And when thou shalt make an end to deal treacherously, they shall deal treacherously with thee. Amen. Isaiah 33:1. Now I'm going to read John 5:2-9. Amen. John 5:2-9. And the Bible says, after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Amen. That was verse 1. Verse 2 is, now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folks, of blind, halt, wither, waiting for the moving of the water. For the angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lied and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus said unto him, Rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Amen. As we adhere to the reading of his word, God bless.
Amen. Glory to God. What the Lord is saying today, he wants to interrupt your silence. God said, I want to interrupt your silence. Amen. God is saying, I want to interrupt your silence. God is saying, get up off that mat and dance until it get better. Get up off the mat. God want to interrupt the silence. Amen. And the word of God is so powerful. I want you to begin to understand that why haven't our silence been interrupted? Because we're comfortable. Listen, let me tell you about a man. 38 years is a long time to sit on your mat. Every day is the same. Waiting, watching, hoping. Not much change. Sitting on his mat. Can you imagine? Sitting on his mat has become a way of life for this man. His life is stagnated. He's unable to see that deep well of life that is within him. See, he got the goods. The goods are on the inside, but he can't see the goods. Why? Because he's on that mat waiting for something to happen outside of him, but he has everything already on the inside of him, unable to see that deep well of living water, the living well of life within him. He's convinced. Maybe, just maybe, he's convinced that life will bubble up outside of him. Maybe he thinks something's going to happen over there. Maybe he thinks something's going to happen up here or down there or on the east side, on the west side, or on the north side. Maybe he just thinks that in that magic pool of water that he's facing, maybe he thinks the healing is over there. So he just sits and he waits. He just sits and he watches. And he sits and he's hoping things will change. There's a belief that at this pool of water called Bethesda, there's hope that this pool has healing. pool is a property of healing water. And just maybe, if I can get in this water, that it will change my life. If I could just get that grant, if I could just get that loan, if I could just get the building, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, just maybe life would change. It was said that every now and then that an angel would stir up the water. The water would begin to bubble. I want you to see it. Because I want you to see it so you can say it, because sometimes we need to see it to say it. Oh no, what happened to faith? We see what we say, but we don't say what we don't see. But God is speaking for us to begin to say what we expect, as though it has already happened. See the bubbling that's in the water. And the first one in the water will be healed. Don't you want to be the first one healed? Don't you want to be the first one to reach that bubble water? God said, get off your mat. Arise. Hallelujah. From your silence. Because the healing is on the inside. The man in today's gospel that I'm speaking of, if he would only get up off his mat. But he won't get up until he sees that first bubble. Now, when I say man, I mean mankind. Hallelujah. He is a living example. We don't move until we see the bubble, and we don't move until the check comes. We don't move until we see provision made. He's looking and says, as soon as that check comes, I'm going to go for the bubble. I'm going to go and move forward in my life. But God is saying, I need you to move now. As soon as the water bubble, the man said, then I'll get up off my mat. As soon as I see an opportunity, I'll get into the water and my life will be made better. As soon as I get into the water, my problems will be fixed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The pool of Bethesda. Is it an illusion? Is it an illusion? Hallelujah. What do you see? It's convincing to me that our life is nothing more than our circumstances. It deceives us into believing that life is to be found outside of ourselves. See, into living, as soon as this happens, as soon as I get my check, as soon as I get my car, as soon as I get to the doctor, as soon as Bobby come, as soon as Hillary come. Most of us know that that's what it's like. We're waiting on something or someone. We say to ourselves, or just maybe out loud to another, as soon as this happens, everything would be better. I'd be happy when I get my house fixed. I'll be happy when I get my grass cut. I'll be happy when I get some groceries. I'll be happy when they tune up my car. I'll be happy when I get a car. I'd be happy when I get a bank account. this is the most pertinent one. I'll be happy when I get my stimulus check. All my problems will go away. I'll be satisfied. All will be well when these situations are solved that's outside of me. But the pool of Bethesda had a strong attraction for us. See, children and kids always say, and I know you said it because I said it too, as soon as I get grown, as soon as I get big, as soon as I get a job, as soon as I become an adult, and then it continues on through life, as soon as this happens, as soon as I graduate, as soon as I get a job, as soon as I get a better job, as soon as I get married or get out of this relationship or get closure, or as soon as I get more time or as soon as I get more money or as soon as I get a better house or as soon as I get a change, I'm going to act better. As soon as I get an apology, as soon as I get a divorce, as soon as I get married, as soon as I cash this check, I feel better or I get through this thing, this time, my life will be better. As soon as they do what I want them to do, I can go on and on. You know, as soon as I can get a vacation. How about this one? As soon as I retire. Oh, Lord, as soon as I can get through this. As soon as the Lord moves this mountain. Oh, my God, as soon as I get over this grief, I'll no longer be sad. And how about this one? As soon as I lose 10 pounds. As soon as I get in shape. See, as soon as I get off this mat. As soon as I break my silence, how about that? You can fill in the blanks with almost anything or almost everything. But the problem is there will always be as soon as. There will always be a pool of Bethesda before you. He was lame. He was before the pool. He couldn't walk. And he was waiting. Waiting for what? But meanwhile, life has put us on hold. Because we're waiting for as soon as. As soon as this COVID get over, I'll be all right. As soon as I get my shot, things going to be better. As soon as I can get my house redone, I'll be better. As soon as I can get these kids in line, things going to be greater. As soon as, hallelujah, what we're waiting for is on the inside. Meanwhile, our life has been put on hold. God is trying to birth change. God is trying to birth transformation. God is trying to birth resurrection. God is trying to say, get off of that mat. See, the pause button, you know how you have your remote control? And, oh, yeah, I know you got a remote. And you're watching a movie. You don't want to miss a part of it. So what do we do? We put it on pause. So literally, our life has been put on pause. So we sit on our mat, and what do? We self-imprison ourselves. We self-imprison by our circumstances in our life. And then we use that declaration, as soon as. See, when God made man, even he was pleased. But we're waiting on something that we already have. See, the imprisonment is so great that when Jesus, hallelujah, asked the man, or when Jesus asked you, do you want to be made well? Ask you today, do you want to be made well? What does the man say? The man doesn't even say yes. Think about it. Instead, what did he do? Hallelujah. I want you to see yourself as I began to see myself. Instead, he offered circumstances. What did he do? He offered situations. He offered excuses. Well, I would be well if I had my medicine. Well, I would be well if I could just drive. Or I would be well. What did he say? He said, I have no one to put me in the water. Excuse. When the water bubbles, others get there first. And then he said, they take cuts. Because I'm lame. Because I have the button on pause. Because I as soon as anointing is all over my life. So the water is bubbling. But I'm waiting. And I'm not suggesting that the circumstances of our life are irrelevant, because they are important. And I'm not suggesting that the circumstances in our life have no effect, because they are effective. But that's just not as true as we want to make it to be. We're more concerned about our circumstances being better for us, not our circumstances being better for our circumstances affect us. But however, we allow our circumstances to affect every circumstances in our life. Oh me, oh my. Oh me, oh my. See, life is not about what's outside of us. Life is not about the various and the variety of situations or the circumstances outside of us. But life is about the circumstances that are within us. How are you living on the inside? How is your heart? How is your love walk? How is your forgiveness? See, I believe that something other than this is causing us not to get off our meds. There's something on the inside that keeps telling you what you can't do, what you shouldn't do. Hallelujah. And I believe called fear. What is fear? False evidence appearing real. Fear. See, sometimes fear can get a hold of you. And you don't realize that all it is fear. Blood pressure up. Your head is hurting. Your mouth is dry. Can't sleep at night. You can't breathe. You can't even walk because you get tired. I believe that something is happening on the inside that's preventing this man from getting up and get in that pool of potassium. See, Jesus does not help the man get into the water. Take note. He can do all of that. He come to him, so he coming to us while we're on our mat. And that same mat, in that same situation, the man so wants to escape. That same circumstances that we want to get away from. and speak a word, just one word of life, one word of resurrection off your mat. I just want to quote Jesus just a little bit. I just want to quote him just a little bit more accurately. Stand up. Take up your mat and walk. Stand up. Take up your mat and walk. Eliminate your excuses. Eliminate the circumstances. See, this man, he does not leave his mat behind. When Jesus said, take your mat, pick up your cross. See, the it goes with him. See, his circumstances are real, because had they not been, I could imagine that Jesus would say, leave the mat behind. But take note. He said, take your mat and walk. You can carry the load, because greater is he that's in you than he, hallelujah, that's in the world. So your circumstances are real. The difference is he is now carrying those situations that was carrying him. So they no longer are carrying him. He's no longer laying on the mat. He's no longer looking for somebody to do something for him. He's no longer making excuses and saying, well, this happened because you did that. This happened because you said that. This happened because I needed you to do that. This happened because you didn't apologize. Excuses that make circumstances, that make your life be on pause. Jesus didn't change his outer circumstances. Jesus doesn't change our outer circumstances. He changed us. He called us into a new way of being, a new way of living, a new way of seeing, a new way of acting, a new way of speaking, a new way of thinking. So we stand and we rise to a new life. And we discover the circumstances have somehow changed. Why? Why did it change? Maybe because we start seeing different. Maybe we start acting different. Maybe we start thinking, speaking, being different. So God allowed our circumstances to change because we changed. Old things have passed away, and all things have become new, says the Lord. See, that doesn't necessarily make life easy. Or it means we no longer have to deal with the circumstances of life. It doesn't mean that. He make our circumstances, I like to say, more manageable. See, we engage our circumstances differently. We are in a different place spiritually, a different place mentally, and then we become in a different place physically, positionally. And now the pool of miasma, guess what? Hallelujah, has been drained of its power. Drain the pool, because the pool has power over you. Drain those circumstances. See, there's freedom where there was once imprisonment. See, this imprisonment has drained your creativity. Imprisonment has drained your stamina, and it has caused the water to be stagnated. So God want to trouble the water. And he want to give you and I a new life. Hallelujah. So the life that Jesus offering, it does not just happen. You say, well, you know what? I'm saved and I've been saved all the time. But we haven't been changed. Because when we're changed, things change. The pool of Methesma has no power over you. You know how to drain that demon. You know how to crush that demon. And then guess what? Then you began to tell Satan, I'm going to tear your kingdom down. Tell him, Satan, serve notice on it. I, hallelujah, who is I? I is you and all those legions of angels that have been assigned to you. I'm going to tear your kingdom down. I dare you to say it. Tell him, take authority. You tear it down by changing the way you live. Portion of the song.
Satan, we're gonna tear your kingdom down. Oh Lord.
Satan, we're gonna tear your kingdom down.
You've been
building your kingdom
all over.
You're the land. You're the land that Satan been building his kingdom on. He didn't build a pool of Methesda on the land. And you got to tear it down. Tell him you're going to tear it down.
Oh, yeah, you've been
building your kingdom
all over.
Oh.
See, I heard the preacher are gonna preach your kingdom down. Oh, Lord, the preacher.
God is calling you into ministry. You're gonna preach it down. And building his kingdom all over the land, over your thoughts, over your life, over your body, over your family. You got to tear it down. Time to go.
This is your last one, Satan. Satan!
Satan! We're going to tear your kingdom down.
Down with canceling out that thinking. Hallelujah. So our thoughts have to line up with the kingdom of God. Our thoughts and our ways. And God has given us promises. If we change, if we allow him to change us from the inside out, then we can stand up and take our mat and walk. So I want to encourage you on this day. Allow God to change your life. Allow God to shake up the deep that's on the inside of you. Allow the bubble up to come. You know, when something starts bubbling, when that water starts bubbling, is at a boil and is ready. God said, you are now ready. for what he has for you. Pick up your mat and let's go. And let God. Amen, amen. I pray in the name of Jesus that you have been blessed with this teaching today. I pray that you see what's on the inside. How do you see what's on the inside? We have to begin to spend quiet time with God. Get into a teaching church where you can learn, where you can grow, where you can be developed, where you can be poured into. And then you understand that you are a soldier filled with spiritual strategies to tear down the kingdom of God, and understanding that old things have passed away and all things have become new. God has given you a new beginning. Let everything old pass away. Carry your mat and build where you are today. Start building. Amen. So we want to invite you to join in with us, Kingdom Builders Development Institute, where we want to build you up. We want to be used by God so that you may understand your gifts and your calling, so you can be used by the Master. It's not about me. It's not about you. And it's not even about them. But it's all about him. Let God use you. If you like what we're doing, we would love for you to give us a call at area code 313-583-9739. Or you can reach out and join in on our internet radio, www.blogtalkradio.com/KBDI, and listen to the many teachers or become one. We are in a development stage of getting our location where you'll be able to join us and you can participate on our Zoom call. You can also join us on Wednesday with our Bible class. And then you can even be blessed with sowing into the ministry. You can go to www.giveify.com. That's G-I-V-E-L-I-F-Y. And you can look up Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Daughters and look for Pastor Teresa Dock, and you'll be Elder QT Dock. And you can sow into the ministry. Also, there's other ways to give, but I want to encourage you, reach out and get off that mat and join hands and say, Lord, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. If you have not already done so, we want to encourage you to accept him to your life. Confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, and allow him to be the king of your life. Amen, amen. I want to encourage you also to get your communion ready. We're about to do communion. When we're here on Sundays, we have communion every Sunday. So if you would get your elements together, and we're going to bless what you have prepared, our natural elements, that it would all become something spiritual, and that God would bless what we have prepared. And he said, as much as you do this, he said, you do it in remembrance of me. So this is a mandate. He said, if you're not willing to eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, he said, you have no part of him. So this is a spiritual connection that we can connect with God. We can consume the Lord's body. We can consume the blood of Jesus, where it will never, ever lose its power. Amen. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Exalt his name, people of God. And I'm giving you a moment to get your elements. Those that don't have it, I want to encourage you to join in with us, because you can do it at home. You can do it at home. You don't need to be at church, because you are the church. I don't know if you know that, but you are the church. The church is within you. Amen. So God knew the blood of Jesus will never, ever lose its power. Amen. Let us lift up the blood of Jesus. Let us lift up the body of our Lord and Savior. And let us fellowship together. It's a time of celebration. Amen. For his body was broken and his blood was shed for the remission of sin. What does that mean? I want to teach you. See, sometimes sin holds us hostage. Sin is what had the man on his mat. But Jesus came and he died that we might be whole, that we might be free. And whom the Son set free is free indeed. Embrace your freedom today. And let us lift up the body of our Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen. For it was broken. I want you to lift up the body. For it was broken. And let's eat together. Let us drink together. There is no format. We're going to eat and drink together. Let us eat the body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And let us consume the healing for our bodies. For the Lord said, this is the healing. For I know it was the blood.
I'm so glad.
Let us drink the blood of Jesus together. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I know it was the blood. Go in God's speed. Go with his speed. And get up off of that mat. God bless you.
Oh, everyone. I know, I know, I know. It was the blood. You remember Patty?
He died. He died.
You remember Patty?
Yes,
he died.
Oh, tear the blood.
Communion, they went home, and guess what? They continue to celebrate. So I want to encourage you today, celebrate Jesus. Mm-hmm. Tell somebody that it was the blood that saved you. Tell somebody that you have your mat and you're carrying your mat. Mm-hmm. God bless everyone, and have a blessed, terrific rest of your week. See you on Wednesday, 5 o'clock. And we'll see you there. God bless everyone.
We got a brand new one I'm going to share with you tonight. Are you ready? Goes like this. You make the